Super Kid Heroes. Becoming a Hero. Superheroes are characters in fiction stories who use superpowers to save and protect people. Heroes in the real world do not have superhuman powers, but they do have special gifts. Often, they are people who can think quickly, show courage in a challenging situation, or care for others. Probably every day someone becomes a hero, or someone will need one. Heroes come from all cultures and races, and age is not a barrier to becoming a hero. Some are children. They are super kid heroes. Into the Dark, Kamal Nepali. In Nepal, a 2-year-old girl fell 20 meters down a narrow crevice in a deep gorge. Special rescue teams tried to get her out, but the crevice was too narrow for an adult. 12-year-old Kamal Nepali volunteered to enter the crevice. A rope was tied around him, and he was given a walkie-talkie. Then he was lowered into the dark crevice. When Kamal emerged with the child in the sack on his back, he was greeted as a hero. The Seti Gorge is a tourist attraction, but the crevices alongside it are deadly traps. 12-year-old Kamal Nepali being lifted up after his rescue of a 2-year-old girl. Bravery Against the Odds, Asma Khan. In Mumbai, India, a massive flood swept into the orphanage where Asma Khan lived. 100 terrified children cried in terror as the water gushed into their crowded space. Asma began calculating how long it would take before the children would all drown. Being the tallest, Asma did what a hero would do. She made trip after trip, carrying 40 children to safety. The ground was slippery and the water was black and dirty. Asma had to keep her head high, for this hero couldn't swim. 2 years after the floods, Asma's bravery was recognized with the President's Bravery Medal. Indian people walk on flooded streets after torrential rains drench Mumbai. Take My Brother, Jordan Rice. During the floods in Queensland, Australia, 13-year-old Jordan Rice sacrificed his own life for his brother. When rescuers arrived, they grabbed Jordan, but instead he pushed his younger brother forward, saying, "Take my brother first." Jordan, who was unable to swim, climbed onto the car roof with his mother. However, the raging flood waters broke the rope the rescuers were holding, and Jordan and his mother were swept away. Sadly, some brave acts mean the hero is no longer here. Doing What He Could, Edel Jaufeil. Edel Jaufeil. While the children on the previous pages have been incredibly brave, acts of heroism can be shown in different ways. Edel Jaufeil lived in Haiti with his father and sister. Edel's father was paralyzed on one side, so Edel worked to help increase the meager family income. Money was needed not only for food, but also for school. Some days, however, there was no money for school, and Edel couldn't go. It was tough for Edel, yet he kept on trying and believing in better days. "You don't have to rely on other people," he said. "We must hold on strong." Edel's dream is to become an agronomist. He said, "So many people go hungry here. I want to help them." A Water Well, Ryan Hreljak. When Ryan was 6 years old, he learned that clean drinking water was not available for every child in the world. This set Ryan on a mission to help raise money for people in Uganda who had to walk many kilometers every day for clean water. Ryan began by doing extra chores at home, and then he gave talks to people, raising enough money to drill a well for the village. Ryan's efforts not only helped one village, but inspired others, and so grew to give thousands of people access to clean water. Without a well in their village, these women have to walk many kilometers every day for clean water. A bag of maize, Jordan Vanderwalt. Jordan Vanderwalt, at 12 years old, wanted to help people who were less fortunate than himself. He learned that about 3 million children in South Africa went to school hungry every day. So, Jordan began a campaign, encouraging his schoolmates to bring one bag of maize meal to school. The campaign collected nearly 100 tons of maize meal, which fed over 1 million children. In a radio interview, Jordan said, "No matter how big or small your idea is, you can help." School children receive a free lunch of cooked maize. Making a difference. Many children have been incredibly brave, risking their lives to save others, and sometimes even losing their own lives. It also takes courage, however, to pursue an idea that could help others. One young hero said, "Whatever you can do can make a difference. Even if you just get people thinking about changing or about fixing a problem." Many children are making a difference without asking for anything in return. Through courage and leadership, they have made the world a better place. They are super kid heroes.